Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, and it's good to have all those listeners around the world tonight also. Welcome back. It's Tuesday here, November 9th in the United States, and we hope wherever in the world you're listening tonight, you're having a great day. It's been a great day here in the USA for us. A lot of good contact out there with our police and soldiers and people in the private sector. I wonder if our guest is on with us yet. Let's see. I guess Joan is not with us yet at this time. Well, that's good and bad. I believe she'll be along any time. Joan Vion is going to be on with us tonight. She's a real hero of mine. I don't say heroine because us cops don't like to call women heroines because it's kind of a bad name. We call them heroes just like we call the guys. But anyway, last night I ended the program talking about a serious issue, and that is having red pepper spray with you for self-protection, protect yourself and your family, and also your gun, of course. You don't leave your gun at home. But that red pepper spray we talked about for a few minutes and the end of the show is a very important item to have with you so you can use a progression of force. As we stated, you can't always pull out your gun and shoot somebody that's insulting you or scaring you or following you or harassing you in some way, but you certainly can pull out your pepper spray and give them one of the worst times of their life. And so what I did not do at the end of the show is give you an address where you can get these items that police officers believe in very, very much. I've been sprayed with pepper spray myself, and I can tell you it's a very ugly way to go down. It's not permanent. And, of course, some of the creeps that will attack you don't deserve to be sprayed with pepper spray. But anyway, that's an important issue. So you don't have to go to court and defend yourself when you shot somebody six times for insulting you or harassing you or something like that. So here's how you can get pepper spray. Where the police officers get it is from their police departments. You can't get it there. But police uniform shops, almost in all the large cities, and even in some of the smaller cities, they have uniform shops for police officers, sheriff's deputies, and security guards, and so forth. I'm going to take a break, and I'll tell you about another place, if you're not near a uniform shop, where you can order this very important item for self-protection. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we hope our guest will be on at that time.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and our guest is on with us now, but I want to finish up what I was saying just before we went to the break. This item that police officers carry that is truly a remarkable product for people for self-protection is pepper spray, and as I said, we get it, if not through our departments, we can get it at the uniform shops for police officers and security guards and so forth in your communities. But I'm also going to give you an address here of where you can order this product that I carry with me. And now that I'm retired, it's First Defense. The name of it is First Defense. And we do have I think we have an attack going on around here. Attack dogs are going crazy. But anyway, let's see here. The address on this is Defense Technology Corporation of America. That's Defense Technology Corporation of America, and it's Post Office Box 240, F as in Frank, Casper, Wyoming, 82602. That's Defense Technology Corporation of America, Postal Box 240, F as in Frank, Casper, Wyoming, 82602. And it's a good product. Believe me, I've been shot with this stuff, and it's a terrible, terrible way to hit your knees. But if anybody's coming after you and they do not have a weapon, Of course, you don't pull this on a person with a weapon. You pull your gun, because if they have a weapon, you're not going to do well with pepper spray against a knife, a ball bat, or a gun, something like that. But if they're not, if they're attacking you bare hand, you don't have to go to court if you use pepper spray. But if you pull out your revolver and somebody's attacking you barehanded or even grabbing you and you shoot them six times, you're probably going to end up in court. Of course, if that's your only choice, then take your chances. But a good thing to have is a little canister, a small canister of this on your keychain, where you can have it in your hands when you're walking out to your car in the shopping lot or parking lot or any kind of a place when you're outside. Good to have with you all the time, actually. So that's good. Let's go now to our guest. I'm so happy to have this lady on with us tonight. You know, Joan Vion, I've known for years now. I don't even know when I first heard about Joan, but I was very impressed. I was a police officer, and I was running our Police and Military Association, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and publishing our Police and Military publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues. And I heard about this lady, a businesswoman and international writer, going to these global meetings all around the world. For years, I think I will have to ask her how many years now, but it's been at least a decade or so, and she always had current information about these international groups that were working to set up this Antichrist world government system. Many times they were environmentalist groups, UN organizational groups, and so forth, and so we always could count on Joan Vion to have the best and most current information. So she's a real hero to us police officers and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. So let's welcome her now to the Officer Jack McLam program. Sister Joan Vion, are you with us tonight?
I am.
Very good. Well, it's so good to have you on. I was talking about you last night just a little bit, and so everybody's excited to have you here this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You wanted to know how long I've been covering global meetings. It's been 10 years.
Okay.
The Women's International Media Group is my nonprofit organization that helps us go to these meetings
yes.
because it gets very expensive, and we're 10 years old this
uh-huh.
month.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be 10 years old. And
wow, that's great. That's
and it's
great.
Only through the grace of God that we've been able to cover 55 global meetings. They have been a cross-section. I've been to one peacekeeping, one military, meaning NATO.
Uh-huh.
Many of them have been UN-related meetings, a number of environmental, number of trade. Many have been economic and financial because, after all, that's the bottom line is the economics.
That's right. Bring America down to third world nation status so we can be merged with the rest of the world. And my
mm-hmm.
goodness, are they
mm-hmm.
succeeding at that, my dear?
Absolutely. At every turn. So, you know, it's really amazing what's happening. I'm just gravely concerned. George Bush has been reelected, and I view the coming change in the tax laws that he is and has been proposing and has been enacting as very, very serious. It's, you know, it's just on the precipice of being able to launch a cashless society.
A cashless society?
Yes, because you
yeah.
see, in order to have a cashless society, you have to have some way in order to collect taxes. And our current tax system, a tax on income, is not very friendly to a cashless society.
And the internationalists, because so many people can protest and drop out. But
well,
the new
yes.
tax they're proposing, they can't drop out, can they, Joan?
No, they can't drop out, and that's very interesting, because I have asked many different countries, specifically the African countries, why don't you drop out of the IMF or the World Bank?
Uh-huh.
And they look at me with horror in their eyes, and they say, we can't. Well, why? Why can't you? Well, they'll put economic sanctions on us. They'll destroy us. I've also asked, I remember when I first started covering global meetings, I asked Boutros-Ghali, is a nation free to withdraw from the United Nations? And, I mean, I think I sort of startled him, and he said, oh, of course, but why would they want to do that? So we really have, in my opinion, a global cartel that's running the world, and that has been running the world.
Yes. I'm looking here, my dear, at a you bring up the UN. I just came to an article here that somebody just sent me on the email. It says here, the UN is communist. What is Bush? By Alan Stang. And so it's interesting that you bring that out. Why would we want to withdraw from the Marxist-led United Nations? I wonder why.
Well, unfortunately, you know, when we start taking a look at the United Nations, we have to understand that without the United States, there would be no United Nations. We are the ones who have fostered it. We are the ones who have pushed it. We are the ones who have engineered it. At every turn, whenever they are looking to do something very radical, the bottom line is they get the United States to pass it first so that they can go back to the membership and say, well, the United States passed this.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? You know, if it was not for the United States, the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution and the setting up of the Soviet system would not have survived probably 5 years if it wasn't for the United States funding it all those years.
Mm.
And the same with the United Nations, isn't that so?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the Republic, as we know it, is in dire straits. I have found, I don't know about you, Jack, but, you know, having covered global meetings for 10 years, 10 years ago, I could get on many, many different radio programs. And over the years, I have seen a complete blackout in the conservative Christian media. There is a major, quote-unquote, Christian news network that is going around buying up many independent and smaller radio networks only to basically close them down.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that, Joan. I know that, knowing Derry Brownfield and others who tells me about these international groups coming in, maybe the tax-free foundations, and they're buying up all these radio stations. I never heard that the Christian conservative right, which is a part of the dialectic, was actually doing that themselves and closing them down. Very interesting.
Well, I'm not going to name the major news network that's going around, but I know if I stop and count them, at least a half a dozen radio talk show hosts that I used to be a regular on their radio show, and I am no longer, specifically because they were bought out, and now the new management says they don't want anything that is
controversial.
Conspiracy. Yeah, they call it conspiracy.
Controversial or conspiracy, huh?
Right.
Well, that's very interesting. I sure wish you would name that that group, because my listeners would certainly be startled, I think. But we're finding, it is true, Joan, that back in the 60s, when Senator Barry Goldwater was still alive, he wrote that wonderful book, I forget what was the name of his book anyway, and he described that in that, the four centers of power that would be taken over, one was the ecclesiastical, would be taken over by these internationalists. So perhaps that's been done today, John. We'll be, hold on just a minute, my dear. We'll be back after this important break. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. By the way, this is that old cop Jack McLam, now retired and only working 16 hours a day up here at, in the great Rocky Mountains, USA, as a volunteer to help educate our brothers and sisters in uniform. It's a labor of love, but I'd sure rather be fishing and doing a little hunting out there in these great Rocky Mountains. But there is not time right now. The time is needed right now to be going about our Father's business and educating as many people and awakening as many people as we can in the months we have left. Hopefully we have years left, Joan, but it's really interesting how fast the enemy of God and liberty is raging across this nation and around the world, Joan. What do you think about a timetable for when, how much longer are we going to have as a window to throw off this evil, if we are to do it at all?
excuse me, you just really, that's a curveball there. How much time do we have?
That's a tough one.
I would have to say that we're on the defense now.
Uh-huh.
We're on the defense, very sadly, very greatly. Everywhere I turn, I see world government. I understand world government. You talked about the free trade areas of the Americas.
Right.
I covered the 1997 and the 1999 meetings in Santiago, Chile, and in Quebec, Canada. And I have a major document. In fact, people can go to my website, womensgroup.org. WOMENSGROUP, womensgroup.org. Okay. It's called Words into Deeds.
What's it called?
Words into Deeds.
Words into Deeds.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And President Clinton basically said when he started the Free Trade Areas of the Americas in 1994 that it was his hope that they would turn words into deeds.
Yeah.
And just to give you an example, for the last 10 years, when you take a look at this hemisphere, all of the finance ministers from this hemisphere, the 35 finance ministers, the 35 labor ministers, the 35 attorney generals, you take every position of the cabinet, you know, education, health, human services,
yeah,
whatever.
Uh-huh.
Every single one of those cabinet ministers, the 35, in each of those areas, they have been meeting for the last 10 years to integrate our laws and our rules into a new set of laws and rules. I mean, we are very far advanced in the integration of the free trade areas of the Americas.
Yeah, we certainly are. And if this happens, our listeners, of course, know that this world government system is being made up at this time of a tri-regional system.
Right.
The first being the European Common Market, and then the Americas, and then the Pacific Rim nations, which are already well on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And once these three economic systems are set up, of course, they're to be merged into the world government system. So it's so vital that we stop this free trade areas of the Americas, because that would certainly upset the apple cart for them if we have the Americas that are holds out in this world government system. So I don't know. I don't know if... all we can do, my dear, is continue to blast out with every form of communication we can gather and use for as long as we can use it, and hope that we awaken enough people to call and write and email and fax their congressmen and senators and tell them, oh, no, this isn't going to be done in America here. But knowledge is where it's at. And that's
absolutely
one thing I love about you, my dear, is you gather knowledge and share it with others. And I keep using this quote from the Holy Scriptures here, Isaiah 5:13, where God said, therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge.
Mm.
And that's one of the most important quotes we ought to put on our mirror in the bathroom. Every morning we get up and brush our teeth, we ought to look at that and realize that we've got to gather knowledge and disseminate it as fast as we can. So we certainly appreciate you being on tonight. What would you like to talk about, Joan, now for our listeners that they ought to be aware of? I know there's so much, but what would you say?
We talked a little bit
about the public-private partnership and so forth.
Oh, there's so much to talk about. Let me just mention a couple things.
Okay.
First of all, for people who don't have my books, I've written two books, The United Nations Global Straitjacket, which talks about public-private partnership, and Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, that talks not only about public-private partnership, because that's when I first started understanding it, and he is a main proponent of public-private partnership, because public-private partnership is a buyout of government by business, and it's really fascism. And Prince Charles is, he and his organization, the Prince of Wales Business Leaders Forum, have written all the to-do books.
Oh.
And the lady who has written those to-do books, brilliant woman, she's a Rhodes Scholar, her name is Jane Nelson. I've interviewed Jane all over the world.
I see.
And I would highly recommend that people call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541, and order a copy of each of my books. It will basically give them a very strong, sound knowledge about world government.
Well, very good, Joan, and I want you to tell us when we come back from the break how we can get your books, and also tell me if the United Nations Global Straitjacket is still available. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and a very important topic tonight. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We're going to open the phone lines up. It's the bottom of the hour here, and we're going to then get Joan to give us her address. Believe me, folks, her books are worth having. If you go to her websites and you look on those websites, you'll see how important this information is to be able to read and study and then have available to hand out to your friends and relatives and say, hey, this has something to do with your life right now. Read this book. And so let's give out that call-in number real quick, and then we'll get Joan back up to give her address out. While we're giving out the call-in number, get a pencil and paper so we can get this information into your hands about how to get these important documents. The number to call in tonight is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I had somebody say, well, Jack, why do you talk about these issues on a police and military program? Well, folks, if there's any of you out there that doesn't understand the security of America and the conspiracy to bring our nation down under this Marxist, collectivist, globalist world system, and what that has to do with protecting the people and upholding our oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect the people's rights, then Too bad, because this is exactly what we swore to do, to defend the Constitution and protect your rights and your property and persons. And that's what we're talking about tonight. This is for the whole enchilada, we used to say, in Arizona, there in the Phoenix Police Department. This is no simple matter and no small matter when you're talking about these programs to take over every portion of each of our lives and our families' lives. So let's go back to Joan. And Joan, give out an address where they can get these important documents, your books, that that they need to have to be able to read and study and pass on to others.
They can call 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541. We'll be more than happy to send you out a copy of our newsletter, and if you ask, we'll send you out a sample copy of one of our we'll send you out a copy of our information packet, and along with that, if you ask, we'll send you out a copy of our newsletter. The books, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince, is $10 a copy and $2 for shipping and handling, and the United Nations Global Straitjacket is $15 with $3 for shipping and handling. Because November is our birthday month, we're going to give you two global straitjackets for the price of one.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this is good because Christmas is coming up. And
absolutely.
I can tell you right now, with the critical nature of what is going in our nation, there would be no better gift for Christmas time for your loved ones, folks, and those you care about, and friendships and everything, is to hand them books like this and tell them that this is what your future is all about, and give it to them as a Christmas gift. Don't you think that would be a grand idea, Joan, especially that you have a two-for-one sale here?
I really do, and the reason is that my book is so timely. It talks about the free trade areas of the Americas. It talks about what was Y2K. It was the wiring of the world for world government. What is the United Nations? I talk about the fact that the United Nations has, besides its charter, which is a constitution, it has its own oath, it has its own song, it has its own monetary system, it has its own stamps. You know, they have their own UN stamps.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's its own little government here.
And if they're fortunate, in the near future, they'll have their own international tax of taxing the American people to fund them.
Yes, they're working on a global tax. In fact, at the Group of Eight meeting in Sea Island, Georgia, that I was at, President Jacques Chirac from France put global taxation, now it's called a special tax for the poor, but it's global taxation on the agenda. Now, that was pretty historic and major. Currently, the French and the British are examining new ways, new ideas for global taxation versus the five or six ideas that have been floating around for the last 10 years.
I see.
So this is going to be very interesting.
Very interesting. Once again, folks, Joan, give out your phone number again. Get these books, folks, and she's got a two-for-one deal on a very important book, United Nations Global Straitjacket. And think about a gift for your relatives and friends of only $15 and did you say you get two of them for that
two
price,
for 15.
Joan? My goodness gracious, that's fantastic. Go right ahead.
That phone number is 301-371-0541.
Okay, very good. 301-371-0541. Good. Okay, we were talking on the break, and I wish the listeners could hear some of these breaks sometime, but we have very important commercial messages that fund our mass communication systems. But we were talking, Joan, about a very sad affair, and we're traveling down the same road here in the United States for years now. They've been getting us used to the words VAT, valued added tax, or national sales tax, a much more fair way of taxing people. They get rid of the IRS, sure, yeah, and so forth. And we were talking about the poor British people. Were convinced of this a number of years ago, and they let their government pass the national sales tax or value-added tax, I forget which one it was, but the government didn't dump their income tax. And so now they're double taxed, and That's why so many of the successful writers and songwriters come to America to get out of that horrible taxation over there that's really destroying their nation. And how are we looking here in the United States to get conned into having our American leaders pass these horrendous systems that are totally unconstitutional in this land?
Well, unfortunately, George Bush, the second, is the president who will go down in history as having introduced it.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that other presidents, such as Reagan, didn't start the process of tax harmonization. In other words, reducing the tax codes of the very, very wealthy. And under Reagan, they started to reduce the tax codes from 80% down to 50.
Uh-huh.
So what we've had with regard to a shifting in the taxes from the 1970s is that the highest level of those being taxed, they've had a tremendous reduction in taxes. They're now looking at a 35% tax bracket versus an 80% tax bracket under Reagan.
Wow.
Reagan brought it in. The corporations, they have also had their taxes drop substantially, and just recently, before the election, Bush was successful in getting a major corporate tax bill passed, so major, it's the first one in almost 20 years, in which the corporate tax rate dropped from 35 to 32%. Now, all of this is part and parcel of setting up a harmonized tax rate of anywhere from 21 to 24, maybe even 27%, that a national sales tax or a VAT would have. So actually, Reagan started the process, but Bush the second, unfortunately, he came into office and he passed a major tax bill, and the bottom line is it's a 10-year tax bill.
Wow.
Nobody has ever put in place that kind of major tax structural change.
Yeah.
I believe, without telling us, we the people, that he's about 40% there in shifting us to a value to a national sales tax or a value-added tax.
Do you think they'll shift us? Or I can't imagine them getting rid of the IRS, because the IRS is so successful at punishing people, scaring people into compliance, and keeping their mouth shut against tyranny and government and everything. Every time you open your mouth, they send the IRS out there to do a 10-year evaluation on your taxes, and so everybody keeps their head down and their mouth shut. So I can't imagine them getting rid of that IRS system of persecution and fear-mongering. And also, like in England, they could very well keep the income tax after they pass the national sales tax. Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you bring out a very good point about the IRS. I mean, an excellent point that I haven't really concentrated on, but it's a very important part. The what Bush has done so far is he's reduced the tax structures. He is online for changing, for eliminating estate taxes to 2010, and then it'll go back in 2011. He's in the process of reducing the tax on dividends and eliminating it. There are a number of things that he already has in process that he's working on. He is also looking to privatize Social Security and Medicare. Now, Jack, we have a very serious problem here. America is stone broke. Local government, county government, state government, federal government.
Yeah.
This all goes back to John Maynard Keynes with FDR and Keynesian economics.
That's right.
And he was British. And, of course, my first book is about Prince Charles, and I maintain that America is back under British rule through the United Nations, and that the British are the power behind the UN. And I certainly don't back down from that out after 55 global meetings, and I wrote that book after the first 20 meetings. But so we have Britain again and John Maynard Keynes coming into America, So we're all broke, and therefore, we're seeing a privatization of a lot of our assets. They're being spun off, sold off to private bidders.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing here with these two items. It looks like Bush is going to put these under private corporations
mm-hmm.
that he and his buddies control
mm-hmm.
and make money off of, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, part of privatization of Social Security is to prop up the stock market with new money.
Right.
And all they're doing is repositioning those monies and putting them in the stock market, and they haven't figured out if it'll be just a certain number of companies or if it will be any company.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously, if it was a certain number of companies, that means, you know, the top supporters of Bush are the first, you know, top few.
Right, yes. Well, you know, you bring up something interesting, too, because in reading my books here and in our library, we have a lot of books on who controls the wealth of the world.
Mm.
And when you say we're under British rule, the Brits at the top level would say that they're under rule themselves to the international financiers, the family. So when you think we're under the Queen, you know, Americans listening to the show tonight say, oh, boy, the Queen's in control of us. No, she isn't. You know,
well,
when we're talking about Britain, we're not talking about the Queen and her family. We're talking about who owns and controls them through the control of the monetary systems of the world. And that's not necessarily the British hierarchy over there.
Oh, you know,
it's
Jack,
the aristocracy.
Let me share with you some information.
Okay.
I had been told that when the Bank of England, which is the same as our Federal Reserve,
uh-huh.
was formed in the late 1690s, that the King of England was a chief financier of it.
I see.
And I could not find any documentation until somebody had me buy a particular video that was done by PBS by the Queen's youngest son, who had a video company,
yes.
King Edward, Prince Edward. And he gives all the information. He shows the documents. The bottom line is when they formed the private corporation that became the Bank of England, that King William and Queen Mary were the largest contributors at that time with £10,000. So I would say to you that the British royal family have been very busy setting up central banks all over the world so that they, too, can help fund them.
Well, that's the first time, other than the Rhodes organization, the Rhodes Scholars
mm-hmm.
and Cecil
mm-hmm.
Rhodes Group, the,
mm-hmm.
the roundtable groups and...
Yep.
and
yep.
Bilderbergers and all, have not heard or seen any of the documentation that you're talking about, that the royal families actually have great control.
Yes.
So that's very interesting, Joan.
I almost fell off my chair.
Yes.
And here he was talking about the history of his various, grandfathers
uh-huh.
and or ancestors. And he says, he starts talking about the Central Bank of England, and he shows the document. And he said, see here, and he points to their names. They were the first names on the document to subscribe to the Bank of England. I almost died. I'm like, wow, hallelujah, there it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Very interesting. Yeah, I've got a lot of learning yet to do.
Well, we all
yeah.
do. It's so
yeah.
amazing. So amazing.
Right. Very good, very good. Well, where do you want to take us now, Joan, for the next couple minutes here? We're almost out of time. We definitely want to give out your phone number again. Why don't you go ahead and do that before we run out of time on our last break coming up here in just a moment.
The
go right ahead.
The phone number is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541.
Good. Okay.
You
Andrea in New York's on the line, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go real quick, Joan, to Andrea in New York. Andrea? Welcome
Hi.
To the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
And, I know you, Andrea?
Yes, we know. I'm so glad you're Jack, you have such a great woman. She's really great. She's amazing. And hopefully,
yes.
you know, she can share some thoughts that she and I have discussed. Joan, what do you think about how the new accounting standards are going to completely change how companies account for revenue? Meaning that a company doesn't really have to, you know, engage in business anymore. They can just the change in the asset value will be one of the ways that they account for their revenue or their income. So that, because they're killing their top line, as they continue to erode the economy, and you'll both realize what I'm saying, free trade is bottoming out the American economy.
Yes.
You know, it's that race to the bottom thing.
Sure.
So a lot of these companies that are on board with free trade, however, are really killing their revenue line. So the case is now going forward, because a lot of the European companies for many years really didn't have, you know, the European societies didn't have the same spending power that America has had historically.
Oh, yes.
See what I'm saying? So if you can share some thoughts, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
You're talking about the International Accounting Standards Board.
Very good.
Yes.
Among
other things.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. And we have Joan Vion on only for a couple more minutes, folks. And so if you want to call in, you may do so. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Coming in hot here, as I like to say. We're coming in hot because we only have a couple minutes left. And Andrea and Joan and I have been talking offline, and boy, does she bring up some good points, Joan. We're going to have you back again, because we just touched the tip of this old iceberg here with how the globalists are bringing America down to third world nation status, have we not?
Absolutely, and I can't probably answer Andrea's question as well as she can, but the bottom line is, we see that with all the barriers between the nation states fallen, they're gone, they've been taken away, whether it's trade, economics,
military or intelligence or even legal. All the barriers between the countries are gone. They are now looking to harmonize. They're harmonizing the accounting systems between the countries. They are harmonizing various laws. They're harmonizing tax, as we talked about, the national sales tax or the value-added tax.
We call this standardization, too, don't we?
Yes,
standardizing everything.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think Andrea also mentioned China. I was just doing some research, and I think when we take a look at China, we have built China. We have made them the slave labor capital of the world, and all the corporations have benefited by leaving America, going for cheap labor, boosting their profits, and that's increasing their revenue, Andrea, obviously, and you know, hoping that their stock stays up in the stock market. But the bottom line is China is gaining great wealth. I mean, they hold over $515 billion in our treasury bills. And recently, they just signed two new contracts for oil, one with Kazakhstan, a Kazakhstan pipeline for $3.5 billion. And most recently, they signed a deal with Iran. You know, that's the next country that Bush wants to take out.
Yeah, we're going to bomb them next.
They've signed a $100 billion gas deal with Tehran, which over 25 years could go to $200 billion.
Well, that may be why the Bush cartel wants to take them out so they can get control of it like they have the Iranian or the Iraqi oil today with their puppet government they've just set up.
The problem is you have Iraq, you have China, and now you have Russia.
Yes.
That's a pretty powerful triune.
Yes.
Sure do.
Well, perhaps we'll have another balance of power situation, too.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps, you know, because that's how the Europeans often played off their wars within their own area. And, I mean, we have a history of understanding Europeanism as balance of power. So perhaps it's actually very interesting and perhaps strategic also. In some respects, it brings in, China into the Middle East in a way that we only have seen in the Bible.
Right.
You know, I mean, who at any other point would have guessed the Chinese would want to span that distance, but perhaps what it'll do is it'll mitigate some of the heat that's been building up, because it does become apparent that the Bush administration is coveting Iran.
Absolutely,
yeah.
They're next on the list, and then Syria and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. So
yes,
that's their list. We know from our military people that's exactly what's going to happen, because the Bush cartel's been given the orders from their overlords, and they've got to do it. So. That's why the national draft is coming in June 2005, because we need a lot of bodies and blood of Americans to take out these nations for these internationalists. So, well, folks, Andrea, it's good to have you on tonight.
Likewise, Mr. Blaine.
And
I
hope to have you back when we have Joan back on.
I'll look forward to hearing Joan again.
Okay.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Thanks
God
so
bless.
Much. Great
Thanks
program.
Yeah, we're out of time, Joan, and it's just too short, so... What do you say we set up another hour here very soon so we don't forget about what we talked about tonight? Would that be okay?
That would be great.
Well, Lord bless you real good, Joan.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do for all of us out here. Lord bless you real good, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, that's it for tonight for the Officer Jack McLam program. Be back with you tomorrow, God willing, and have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow now. Good night.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.